Are you ready? On News Talk ZB.
Good evening to you. 5:07. Well, Labor's looking to line the pockets of struggling families. The party's unveiled their families package. So this is how it basically shakes down. They'll scrap National's proposed tax cuts. They'll boost working for families to those who already get it and extend it to a further 30,000. Labor says it will deliver some $50 a week extra to middle-income families. Well, Labor's deputy leader and the children's spokesperson is Jacinda Ardern. Good afternoon to you, Ms. Ardern.
Good afternoon.
So the Best Start policy, what is this and who's it targeting?
That's one element of the package. You outlined a couple of other bits of it. The Best Start package is specifically targeted to families with children age zero to three, mostly because we know those are the most important period in a child's life. And it's also the time of life where families are really struggling to juggle often care and work. So for year one, families will get a $60 payment. If you get paid parental leave, it kicks in after that. Years two and three are then income tested. Basically, families under $79,000 will receive that $60 a week till their child turns three.
Okay, we spoke to the Child Poverty Group. They say you haven't done enough for the unemployed. They say there's enough in there for those who are working, but not the unemployed.
Yeah. Well, look, I would disagree slightly that working for families and the family tax credit goes to families regardless of whether they're in work or not. So this we've worked through. This package will assist 214,000 families who are in poverty. And that's a group we really need to be worried about. So that's both the working poor and those who might be seeking work as well.
Okay.
There's always more we need to do. And look, I applaud the Child Poverty Action Group for continually holding every political party to account to do as much as we can to support families.
All right, the winter energy payment is for who? Largely superannuitants?
Yeah, that's both for superannuitants, those over 65, and also those who might be in receipt of government support, because those are the ones that we've certainly identified are more likely to cut back on heating at the time when they need it most. And that's then costing families and taxpayers in other ways, preventable hospitalisation.
There'd be a good chunk of those who are retired, and particularly baby boomers, who would be also getting a good income right now. So do they need that winter energy payment? Should that be means tested?
That's a fair question. So for those who are on government support, it's automatic for them. For someone who's a superannuitant, they'll have a one-off application. And there'll be some people who won't apply. And I'd expect that there'll be some people who will say, look, that's not something that I need. But we did want to stick with the principle of over 65 in New Zealand, we treat our government support as universal. And I think that there's good reason and good cause for that.
Yeah, a bit of opposition to that, I think. Look, no tax cuts either, Ms. Ardern. What tax cuts typically, you know, they stimulate the economy. That would increase the government spend, though, to help those most in need.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, though, tax cuts are a blunt instrument. So, you know, that's why New Zealand, small nation, we're really lucky that we've got something like working for families that means that we can target people in a way that's much more efficient than a tax cut. So I'll give you an example. The top 10% of income earners got $400 million worth of the tax cuts that National delivered offered up at the budget. Most of them actually would probably agree that $20 a week they don't need, particularly when we've got underfunding in our public health services, in our education, in our policing, and so on. So by doing what we've done, we deliver more to those who need it most, but we actually save $2 billion over 4 years to invest in core services.
All right, I want to talk to you quickly too about the latest Colmar Brunton poll. You're ahead of Andrew Little as preferred leader. How can Labor win this election when Andrew Little's behind, not just Bill English, but also Winston Peters and yourself?
Well, of course, you know, party vote is what delivers who will ultimately be in the position.
Leaders
of
are important, though, Ms. Ardern.
Yeah, look, of course. But, you know, we've also got to keep in mind that a lot can change in a very short period of time. And what I really hope is that voters will see, you know, the character that Andrew has. And putting up a package like this, he's showing where his priorities are relative to Bill English's. And, you know, I hope that that's something that voters say, look, there's a guy who's just willing to do the right thing. And is showing where ultimately Labor's priorities are too.
Jacinda Ardern, Labor's Deputy Leader, Children's Spokesperson, thank you. Do let me know what you think of that comment, that interview with Jacinda. 9292 is the text. Rachel at newstalkzb.co.nz. Coming up in a moment, that big snow. Chris Bandolino is with us next from Niwa.